from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, baby, here we go. Our 4G Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're 20 minutes away from a little what you drinking and what you thinking. Okay, so get your phone calls and your thoughts in order. Maybe crack a cold one and tell us all about it here coming up in 20 minutes. It's time now, though, for an edition of the finest. And here's Chiafalo.
All right, so I need to figure out from Broad is here if we're going to get, like, I want to get some confirmation or as close to it as possible. Of course, we will have it for you on Sunday for the pregame show. But are we going to get some Tyler Guyton action? Just like the idea that because he was sick, what feels like a week ago now, is all of a sudden going to keep him from playing on Sunday, is borderline making my blood boil here. Can you tell me that we're going to see some Guyton on Sunday?
Let me reach out and see what the situation. He was part of the practice today like he was going to play. They had him in the rotation taking snaps. But I can confirm that for you if you allow me to.
Yeah, yeah. No,
that's
I would appreciate
a weird
that.
Status. I'm with you, Chief. It's like, what's he got, mono?
Yeah, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are we doing? I mean, Noah Lyles was running races with COVID, allegedly.
Yeah. And I heard it described kind of as a chest cold. So I would be stunned if he doesn't
play. If he doesn't play, I think we have to call it chronic vaginitis, I think is what we're going to have to call
it. Wow, I mean.
Is it nitis or gnosis?
That's a good question.
We've always said nitis.
Yeah, here we go.
Maybe it is gnosis. Trying
to use big words again.
Chronic vaginosis.
Yeah, just kind of show who we are. Oh, we're going to finish fourth. We dropped the baton again.
Those are two different conditions,
just
right?
A bit outside.
Oh.
Now,
I think just can Chief. Last a little longer.
I think so. Positive, Brian, that we had.
I'm doing my best. I was working with another team to try and get information, but
I mean,
here
Dawson
we are,
was damn near having migraine, vertigo, blurred vision, going blind, and broadcasting his balls off yesterday at Hurtado. And you're gonna be chest holding it on Monday, and you can't play your first NFL game on Sunday.
I didn't know Dawson was playing hurt.
He was playing hurt yesterday.
Was he?
I wanted to curl up in a corner and cry.
But you said you had 7 tacos. What were you doing?
It was post-taco consumption.
Before and after taco, I was feeling horrible.
He was really struggling. And he,
really?
And he had a Jordan
I'm sorry about that, Dawson.
He did.
No, we're good.
Bad.
We're good.
I'm just glad I got through.
I'm glad it didn't get any worse, you know?
All right.
I drew a line in the sand and decided to not get any worse. And listen to me.
You couldn't tell speaks volumes. It's how badass he did.
No, I tell you what. Hey, you sounded great from here, Dawson. You really did.
Thanks, buddy. A lot of times it's just mind over matter. You know, if you have the mental toughness, you can power through just about anything. I'm looking at you, Tyler Guyton. So hopefully we'll see him.
Okay. I'm not going to get any information for that now.
Okay.
He's playing.
But the big news right now is things look to be trending in the direction of Brandon Ayuk remaining and re-upping with the San Francisco 49ers.
Damn, Brian, you got a gang of 7 or something?
I think when I came on the air, I talked about him potentially going back.
You did?
It's like you
heard something.
You know, you guys
something.
Had me out here for a reason, you know?
So yeah. You're putting in work.
I'm doing, I'm doing my best. I really am.
Kicking ass, taking names out there,
you
Brian.
You beat Jordan Schultz. You beat Pelissero. You beat Garofalo. Garofalo. You beat you beat Diana Russini.
Dude, he should be Garofalo.
Should have gone to jail for that one.
I mean, now is this confirmed? Is this happening or just they're talking about now? Maybe we should just stick it out.
Fluid,
here,
yeah. Right?
It's fluid. Yeah. Jordan Schultz is saying that Ayuk had a sit down with Kyle Shanahan in the last couple of days and others in the organization where, quote, some open and candid thoughts were expressed. The two sides have since restarted negotiations on a long-term deal.
There is
some optimism that Ayuk could remain in San Francisco. Situation remains, quote, very fluid, but this has been sort of a sudden development here.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare for the Cowboys and the rest of the NFC, isn't it? I mean, you're about to get the guy out of there.
I don't know because it's like
I thought Ricky Pearsall was going to be their guy, but he's been so banged up right now. I mean, has he even started practicing yet, Wolchuk? Have you seen him practice at all?
No, he has still been out. He's dealing with that shoulder injury.
Yeah,
it was a hammy. Now it's a shoulder.
Wow, it's a rough start for a guy from the Florida.
But they signed Chosen, right? Chosen Anderson yesterday.
But was he? I mean, was he
got
a slot
guys
like
that can crush you on that offense? You're hours away from taking one of them away. 25% of their weapons are about to go. I don't know. This does seem like a situation where maybe they're telling the other teams, "Oh no, we're just going to keep them in."
Well, no. I think it's actually a brilliant plan. If you look at it, the teams they're wanting to send him to, they're all kind of like bummy teams. And they're like, okay, fine, we'll help you here. We'll send you here, send you there. And he's like, no, I don't want to go there. Okay, that's the market right now. They're kind of trying to help him, but they're also trying to help him come back.
Okay, so the player is getting served with reality. Like, oh, I'm a star. I'm going to go be a number one on a playoff team. It's like none of the number one teams want to pay you huge money to be their guy.
Right,
Brandon.
Right.
You're kind of a number two wide receiver. You see what happened to Smith-Schuster today?
Yep. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Smith-Schuster.
No doubt.
Gonski out of New England. That's one of the weirder drop-offs. I mean, that was like he's 24 years old, and he's like ninth in the league in receptions. He's 10th in touchdowns. He's first in most routes run, and then now he's 27 years old, and he can't even hang on in one of the worst wide receiver rooms in the sport right now in New England.
That's tough.
That's a very weird overnight crash and burn from Juju Smith-Schuster.
Britney Spears asks, you hope everything's all right.
Yeah, 100%.
27 years old, he shouldn't be
poor
falling
Britney
off that
Spears
bad.
Spears took a stray there. My gosh.
It's not the worst thing that's happened to her.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not.
We did get the Cowboys trade today, a little player swap action, and Broad has had the scouting report of the new corner, Andrew Booth, from the Vikings in a trade for Cowboys' Nashawn Wright. So just a little corner swap there. Two guys that are probably, you know, maybe weren't even going to make the rosters on their respective teams. You just traded up, and you got Zimmer, who's got some familiarity with this guy they're bringing back from Minnesota. But it is pretty funny. It's almost like the Cowboys just rubbing it in our faces. Like we're waiting for the big, like, CeeDee Lamb shoe to drop, or, you know, we're wondering, speculating, is Dak deal getting done as he doesn't show up to practice due to the ankle injury, and front office people are not out on the practice fields, and it's like, is Dak getting done? Is CDE getting done? And it's like, no, we're just swapping out no-name corner for no-name corner, dude.
I would have guessed we were getting the CeeDee Lamb signing this afternoon. It just seemed like, okay, there's way too much smoke going on here. And for all that to happen over a Nashawn Wright trade is one of the funniest things.
It is, dude. Now, last night we had preseason action, and it was kind of cool to see a little bit of the technology, like the first down. Did you see some of the new first down technology that they got going on? And they still have the chain gang out there, and everything still sort of looks normal when you're just watching. But whenever they get down to, like a close call on a first down, they have this digital view that's like an overhead look to see whether or not how close the ball is. It's got like a tennis feel to it a little bit.
Yeah, it's a good start.
It's a great start. Yeah, I'm like, this is, why wouldn't we be doing this? I think this thing's here to stay. I know they're just kind of test running it, but I believe this thing's here to stay. How about Hendon Hooker running around and stumbling, bumbling,
dude,
at the quarterback spot?
I love to see that, man. We were big Hendon Hooker fans, Brian.
We were. We absolutely were. I was more impressed with new technology that coaches can keep their notes clean when it's raining. Did you see what Brian Daboll had there?
Oh, my gosh. How could we not?
He had a little tent
over
his notes. That, to me, was more impressive than anything that happened last night in that football game. We now have technology to keep our notes dry as we're coaching on the field. I think football's going in the right direction.
Wow, dude. I thought it was just like if you laminate the call sheet, you're fine.
Nah,
right? But I guess you can't really make notes
on it. You can't write on it.
So you're trying to make notes on something. Yeah. Okay.
It's just going away. So yes, now we have the little tent over our notes, and we can, you know, we've got our play sheets covered. We keep them dry. We can write if we have to. This is cutting edge stuff we're doing.
It's a nice gadget.
Now.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Dable is revolutionizing the sport of coaching here.
Weight loss and good thoughts, all in the same thing with him.
Yeah, he's had one heck of an offseason. I'm proud of that guy. Yeah. Now, the average age of every NFL roster right now in the NFL is 26.2 years old. The Cowboys' average age is 26.3, so they're right there at the NFL average. San Francisco is actually the oldest team in football right now by average age. So, like, when you talk about Brandon Ayuk going back to the Niners, I do think, obviously, it keeps them just as good as they are supposed to be for this season. But if you're talking about, like, were they going to get a first-round pick and a second-round pick for him in a trade or something, ultimately, big picture, we're talking about earlier the idea of maybe not paying CeeDee Lamb, because when you're resetting or getting close to the top of the market value on a wide receiver, history tells you you're probably not winning a Super Bowl doing that. So if you're the Niners, yes, you get worse this year because you're getting draft picks for a player, then the draft's not till the end of the season, so you lose Brandon Ayuk, and then you don't really get anything to help you in return for right here, right now. But that's a roster that's aging. That's a roster that's expensive. They're about to have to pay Brock Purdy. They don't have to, but they're going to. So I think big picture, it's actually better that San Francisco is just going to commit a bunch of money to Brandon Ayuk if it stays that way, as opposed to dealing him and then getting more cheap youth draft picks moving forward.
Well, and quietly, Trent Williams still isn't done. And I know, like, every day Ayuk is the headliner, but Trent Williams is way more important to that team.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do feel like they're getting close there to that cascading of talent, either out of their prime or salary cap casualties, in a way that could significantly change their outlook.
You know, someone just texted in about Juju Smith-Schuster knee issue, and that's why he's completely fell off. He did have a knee injury that maybe that really was the demise. I mean, he's been able to get out there and play. He just hasn't been anywhere close to the same version of himself.
Some of them are unfixable. You look at Jamal Mashburn. You look at Brandon Roy. Obviously, I'm going to all basketball players here. Bradley Beal. Mm-hmm. Some of them just can't get good enough to return to close to what they were.
Well, Michael Gallup.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
We know we know Broadus has an enemy in the media in Denver. I believe it's Mike Kliss, right, Broadus?
That's him.
So it seems like Coach Prime has a different member of the Denver sports media that he's not too fond of. This is Sean Keeler trying to get a question off in the primetime presser today, and Prime was not having it.
Coach Sean Keeler, the Denver Post. Happy summer, my man.
You don't like us, man. Why do you do this to yourself?
Come on.
You don't like us.
Mark likes me, by the way. Huh? Yeah, yeah. Mark said he likes me.
No,
so
but
that's
you
one.
Don't. Why do you that's do one. This, though?
No, I'm sorry. Two-parter, if I could.
No, I'm serious. Why do you do this? Like, you know you don't. Like, why do you do this?
No, it's not about that. Football question.
Why do you do this? Like, it would be hard for me to really engage in someone I don't like or something I don't like. I'm just asking why. Like, why?
Got to pay
what
the bills,
did I do?
You didn't do anything. It's not about that. But this
but
is a football
why?
Question.
I'm asking you why.
Yeah, you can ask. But that's
okay,
not
answer me. Because you want me to answer you. So
yeah, okay, that's fine. That's fair.
Why?
Yeah. Why? Because I have
Give
questions.
Give me your why.
What's your why? What do you want to know?
Why do you always on attack? Like, what did we do?
Where am I on attack today? Where am I on attack?
Yeah, I'm not going to give you opportunities to be on attack. But I'm asking you why. Like, what does it do for you? Like, what happened?
It's not about me.
But what happened to get you like this?
Who hurt you?
You're just an angry man.
Good question.
No, I'm serious. Because I want to help. Like, because, no, I'm serious. I want to help. Because it's not normal.
We can talk about that.
Okay.
Can I ask you a football question?
No.
Seriously.
No, we'll talk about that. When we talk about that, I'll talk about that with you.
Can we ask you a football question, please?
When I talk about that, we talk about that. We can talk about that.
A lot of haters, man.
Hell yeah, Lucius.
I think we're going to see this a lot more in media.
With the coaches and the players clapping back a little bit?
Yep, I think so.
I'm surprised it doesn't happen more.
Oh, it's yeah. I think we're about to see it. I think we're about to see it a lot more. I really do. I think
you're a host, stand up.
I think these coaches and players have probably had enough of us.
Good. Well,
what it is it's proving the biggest lie in sports that they don't listen to the outside noise.
That's true.
They see and hear everything.
They know
exactly who is saying it and who is typing it.
They absolutely do. You will see a player when you're in a huddle. They will look at your name tag.
Mm-hmm.
When they're talking to you, they will wait for a question, and then you'll see their eyes dart down at your name tag to see, you know, who you are, where you're from. And I think Deion Sanders is just the tip of the iceberg. I think this is going to get a lot worse.
And yeah, I just think the reality for the players and the coaches is, like, we're kind of aligned with the fans as far as our frustration. And that tie-in with the fans is where all the revenue comes from, you know? So I know it sucks, but that drama of who messed up, that all goes to the interest of the sport.
Yeah.
And the 24/7, like, you know, sort of coverage of it makes the game seem larger than life when they finally arrive.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It'll be really interesting. I definitely think, you know, that stuff right there is gold as well. But can a coach capture it as well as what Deion just did?
That's going to be tough.
You know, it's real hard to be that smooth as Primetime just did that. So we shall see. All right, G-Bag Nation.
They got to win that first game, too, by the way.
Got to.
Yeah, boy, them writers are waiting for Deion now.
Man, that story was hot last year when they were 3-0 or 4-0. That took over the country for a brief time.
Yeah, I mean, they were must-watch.
Yeah. All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. Thanks for an edition of The Finest. When we come back, we'll hit the expressway. It is time now for What You Drinking and What You Thinking at 877-881-1053, and we're back here with you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
On the Fan. Yeah, buddy, look at this. It's quitting time on a Friday, the one time of the week where you can actually call in to the G-Bag Nation while intoxicated. Or in the process of catching a buzz at 877-881-1053. We want your phone calls. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Good Feet Store. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, not your fault, call the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. The Expressway is also brought to you by the On-Time Experts. We go commercial free to the top. LA Live with Lucius Alexander is coming up here in about 15 minutes. So let's do it. Let's go around the broadcast room and declare what we are drinking and what we are thinking. And, of course, for me, it's a 20-ounce Diet Coke about halfway through the second one of the day. And I'm still thinking about that flat spin that Brazilian airliner was in. Have you guys all seen that? Just unbelievable. The scariest airplane video I've ever seen in my whole life.
Did you see the backyard?
Yes.
Outside of that,
that
one.
That was so sad.
Video. Yeah, there have been some insane ones over the years. Which one are you talking about, Chief?
9/11.
Oh, yes. I mean, there you go. My bad on that one.
No, it's all good. Hashtag never forget.
The one video of like the scene where it had landed, and there's just an inferno everywhere. You know,
and the black smoke just immediately, like just skyrocketing back into the sky, like seconds after landing.
That's that flat spin.
Terrifying. It really is.
You know, they talk about with the space shuttles and everything. It'll be really interesting to see the physics of how all that came together. I was talking to my buddy who's a pilot about it. And he said, yeah, that specific make and model of airplane is out of France, and there haven't been a lot of problems with it over the years, although some pilots are, like, annoyed by it because it kind of flies like an old dinosaur or something, but it's a twin-prop turbo.
Okay, yeah, because I was looking at it. You can tell. You're like, yeah, that looks like a commercial plane, but it also has, like, some weird things on it that make it seem a little bit old school or something at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, it only held 70 passengers. And everybody on board deceased as it fell basically just straight down out of the sky from like 20,000 feet. Unbelievable day in aviation. That's what I'm drinking and that's what I'm thinking, Broadus. How about you?
Yeah, I'm out here drinking a Deja Blue water. I'm actually drinking water out here today. And nice. What I'm thinking is how excited I am that we're going to get to have pre and post game coverage of your Dallas Cowboys this year. And I love working with all our crew. I love working with Eric and Zach especially, but just excited about another opportunity. I don't know how the season I have a feeling coming in, I was kind of had an idea what it might be, but this team might be one or two games better than what I thought. So if they can kind of figure out some things, maybe this thing will be a little bit better than I thought, but I'm excited about being able to be on pre and post game shows on 105.3 The Fan this year.
I'm excited to listen to it. Well, Chuck, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Just had some Tito's handmade vodka, one of those little like airplane.
Did you just do a shot of it?
Yeah,
I saw.
Just pounded that thing.
Where are you getting airplane shots?
Yeah, bro, where'd that come from?
So my mother-in-law actually.
Man, we're holding back.
Yeah, no, my mother-in-law just supplied a bunch of them for me.
That's called
for my birthday.
Yeah.
She wanted me to take them to Oxnard, and I forgot them before I left. Instead, I'm like, well, these are perfect for what you're drinking and what you're thinking.
Bring
them on up here.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Brian's going to be on the next bird back at this rate.
Hey, Brian, I got some. I'll save some for you. You'll be perfect. You'll be ready to rock.
There we go.
Also having some delicious Zevia creamy root beer. It's one of their better flavors.
Are you chasing
like that.
With that?
I did chase it with the creamy root beer. I'd prefer maybe a Sprite, but it's all I had. So.
Hey, you do what you can.
It is what it is, man. I'm here for the effect, really, not for the taste.
The first cocktail I ever enjoyed was a horribly conceived, but all we had was root beer, so I drank the horrible generic vodka brand.
Ooh.
What is that?
McCormick's?
Smirnoff?
Svedka?
Smirnoff and A&W root beer.
Yeah, you was
beef
smeared
eater.
Off.
Oh. I had a stomach ache for 2 weeks.
Beef eater.
I guarantee it.
Chief, drinking, thinking?
I am drinking some delicious coffee, courtesy of the boss. I believe this coffee is from the soils of Indonesia, perhaps.
Makes sense. Yep.
Been right all day.
I am. Yeah, I'm sure I got that one wrong as well.
Yeah, why not? Keep going.
I am thinking about how excited I am for Hurtado's Fan Bowl Extravaganza tomorrow. It's going to be amazing. I'm also excited for the pregame show with Broadus on Sunday.
Yep.
And I need to give a big shout out. I'm so thankful. There's nothing better in life than having a guy you trust when it comes to your car mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And I got one of those guys. And he saved my tail this week in a huge way. Mike Osmond at Ice Auto in Addison.
Mike's the best.
He's a legend. I brought him a Pure Gold as always flag. Got the autographs on it from all you gentlemen. He's very excited about that. Throwing that up there in the shop. He's planting the flag there in Addison. But Ice Auto and Mike Osmond giving me my car has never run so well.
Man,
so,
I love
thank
that.
Thank you, Mike.
I have a guy in Sunnyvale as well, A1. But how about the interview? Have you seen it with the guy who was supposed to get on the plane, but he was late? Yeah. There was a dude in Brazil at the airport who was just a few minutes late. They closed the doors. He's like, dang it, I missed my flight. 30 minutes later, they're interviewing him like in the at the gate. Like,
luckiest man in the world.
Missed my flight. He's in tears. Like, I just can't believe what happened. We go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander is standing by with what he's drinking and thinking.
Everybody did theirs? It's mine for real?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, what's yours?
What am I drinking? I'm drinking water. I've had half a gallon at this point. Would have had more, but I skipped my workout this morning. I'll probably get it in tonight since the schedules have changed.
There you go.
I will be picking up some Pamos cannabis cocktail from Specs on my way home.
Yeah, it's a very popular item.
Man, those are really good. And I'm thinking, it's going to be a sad weekend because we got the closing ceremony of the Olympics. That means it's over. That's really sad because for the past 2 weeks, I've been waking up at the butt crack of dawn and turning on the television. I'm talking about reaching for the remote control and trying to find my vape at the same time.
Frantic moment.
So it's going to be sad to see that go away. But I did get a text message that the State Fair of Texas season passes have hit the mailbox. So at least I can celebrate there.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
The closing ceremonies allegedly are going to have Tom Cruise doing some type of stunt. To like tease the Los Angeles sort of Hollywood.
Oh, my God. That would so, be fly, bro.
He's supposed to do some
that would
real
be fly.
Jump out of a plane sort of move.
As a woman?
I don't know. Isn't he like a senior citizen now?
Yes. Yeah, 100%, yes,
he
man.
He doesn't look like it.
How about that? Yeah.
He's going to die trying to entertain Americans.
Yeah, he did. Will. He didn't fall down in the Avis parking lot, I tell you, that's for sure.
It just seems like Tom Cruise is probably the guy that's like taking the blood of young people and having it transfused into him all night long. He's like sleeping hooked up to one of those machines trying to stay young.
Yeah, if it came out, I'll believe it.
It's working if it is. Okay, it is time now to take your phone calls here at 877-881-1053. LA Live's coming up shortly. We start at the top. Kenny in Quinlan, you're in the nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, buddy? Kenny.
What up? What up?
Ken Doggy.
Oh, Kenny.
Can you hear me, Ken Dog?
In 1926, we had a time where they were lined up and people were taking ice cream bowls and making them into cones.
Mama brought us, Papa brought us.
My hockey playing grandson.
Landon and Maxon.
Going
to be in Chicago next weekend. Be at the flea market to raise funds for them. That's right.
Those kids have like the million mile flyers for American.
They're going to be on the stars one day, though. Guarantee it. Line two is Polo in Garland. You're in the nation, Polo. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Man, I'm drinking some Rico Bay rum. I don't supposed to be drinking, y'all, because y'all know I had the heart attack.
We know that.
Just go slow with it.
Wilding, bro.
This is what I'm thinking, y'all. It's a couple of things. I've been trying to save them so I don't forget them when I call y'all. Why Serena Williams done did her face without his plastic surgery? She's like one of them red monkeys with the white faces out front of the apes now. I know she already had the body.
Oh, wow.
Disgusting now.
What? Yeah,
another thing I'm thinking when the Mavericks
the red
and
monkeys.
The Stars lost. Yes, you got the little red. You don't claim the apes season and the little red.
Oh, monkeys. I know what you're talking about, man. Yeah. The orangutans.
That's what Serena Williams looked like now. Now, another thing I'm thinking, I told y'all. 3 months ago, I said when the Mavericks and Stars lost, Sha'Carri Richardson was going to do something. I know she didn't win gold. She won gold in the 4x100, but Dallas need to give her the key to the city.
Let's go.
Stand up. I told
y'all
that.
LSU girl.
It's still about the Longhorns, Broadus, buddy. Anyway,
She went to school at LSU, bro. Don't run away from that.
She's a Dallas Carter girl.
I love y'all. I got to go. Bye, y'all.
There he goes, Polo in Garland with a great call. It opens a line at 877-881-1053. I did notice that from Serena, too. I was like, it got another one. All the ladies are seeing the plastic surgery with the lip injections, and they can't turn it down.
Yeah, it looks crazy. Y'all starting to look like Little Kim, a little black Asian woman. Y'all starting to look like a little black Asian woman in the face, bro. I don't know what it is. It needs to be stopped.
Jeez. It needs to be stopped. It
needs to be stopped.
It needs to be stopped, no matter the cost.
Yeah. Every ethnicity, by the way. There's none
of
you that look
good with that.
Yeah,
everybody's doing it. Yeah,
look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lucius, you had a question earlier in the week, something you can't wrap your mind around. The fact that these women are still going back to that well.
Yeah. Do we just need a little bit more volume in my lips and I'll look perfect.
Are the Kardashians to blame for this? Were they the trendsetters on this?
I mean, I guess Hollywood has always been doing this to themselves, but yeah. I guess you could say they made it mainstream. Mm. BBLs and whatnot.
Yep. Yeah.
How about going to the same people that keep doing the surgery?
Oh, yeah. You need to mix up the doctors.
They're making
the
big money. It's pretty, yeah.
Oh, wow. This plane went from 250 miles an hour to zero almost instantly and fell out of the sky. I'm just catching some evening news reports about it. James is on line three. You're in the nation. James, what you drinking?
Hey, yo, what's going on?
Evening.
Yo.
Tell
I'm
us.
I'm drinking the Bucanas with the Red Bull.
Sounds delicious. And what you thinking?
I got two things. God bless America.
Salute.
Man, then Olympics, bro, nobody competes with us. Mm-hmm. We got 33 gold medals. I know China's up there, but they ain't gonna get no more. God bless America, baby.
Let's go, James.
Yeah.
Salute to you.
God bless.
You know, we were feeling that way big time yesterday, and tomorrow we'll watch the final, the gold medal game, men's basketball. Join us at Hurtado in Arlington. Fan Bowl's going to be going on. Yeah, I mean, nobody can hang with us until the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
Then things change real quick.
That's when we get fried up in the winter, bro.
We need the North to step it up.
Yeah.
Have you seen those girls with those fake lips when they're like crying or something like that?
Oh, it's hilarious.
The lips still look perfect, but they don't do that.
No, please. It's not helping. I love you just the way that God made you. Okay.
Okay.
Maybe a tummy tuck. Okay, maybe a tummy tuck.
Yeah, I'm not mad at tummy tucks.
Yeah. And if you want to go from a B to a C or whatever, that's fine.
That. Should be a C to a D. Yeah.
Just keep it supple.
And get the gummy version so they kind of hang and bang.
There you go.
Just keep the reductions out of here.
Real lifelike. Line four is CJ. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking, CJ?
Hey, guys. I'm drinking a little Shinerbach in the pool, my normal Friday afternoon ritual.
Love it.
Tell you what, Loving Star podcast. Listen to it every time. Listen to one tonight.
We got one tonight. Yeah.
That you do. Yeah.
Thank you.
And I tell you what, guys, here's what I'm thinking, Dawson. You're going to love this.
Okay.
I'm excited for football season. I love football season, college pro, big Cowboy fan, have been for 40 some odd years. My oldest is 27. He's never seen the Cowboys in an NFC championship game, and here's why. We can change quarterbacks. They can sign Dak. Mike can be gone. He can be back. We've changed coaches over the years. Hell, they can bring Switzer off the couch again. None of it matters because the front office is the same. The general manager has been the same since 1994. And the only guy that can fire the general manager is the guy that can fire the general manager. And it's not going to happen. It's the owner of the team.
You know,
there we go. We're in a vicious circle. It's never going to end until we get rid of the front office, and I don't ever see it happening.
Try to enjoy the ride and
talk about it.
The afternoon with your son. I feel bad for that younger generation that didn't at least get to experience that in the 90s. It was a special time.
It's not fun.
Line 5's Big Jim. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking, Jimmy?
Hey, fellas. I'm drinking bourbon because that's what I do on every Friday. Well, I'll tell you what I've been thinking about. I did something last night. Fellas, first of all, I don't know who made the decision and put the budget money for keeping Baldus out and out not snored. That's a good investment of y'all's money.
Thank you, sir.
Can damn near fill your day with about 8 hours of Brian Broaddus. I've never seen anybody be on so many different shows and platforms. Brian, by the end of last night, I could repeat your takes on that practice yesterday. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you for all your hard work and everything you put in. You boys did a great job when you were all out there. I enjoyed it thoroughly. It's just always a good time. And what I hadn't heard anything today, Broaddus, but you were not hot on Mozzie last night.
Right.
A few other people were. I saw a little video. What do we need to do with this cat? I just don't know. I'm going to hang up and listen, boys, and Appreciate all of you. And looking forward to the post game on Sunday, fellas. I'll call in.
Cheers, buddy.
Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah, Jim.
Always love hearing from Big Jim.
Yeah, it's like No Country for Old Men or something.
Yeah. We'll have to talk some Mozzie coming up in the six. Let's see if we can get through these phone calls before LA Live. Line six is Ben. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Ben, what you drinking?
Drinking a little water, driving around, getting pizza for the boys. But I'm thinking is, I'm blessed beyond belief. My wife is pregnant with our third child.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Congratulations.
Vasectomy time for you.
Yep.
Now, no seedless grapes club for me, I'm afraid.
Me too.
But yeah, what I'm also thinking, super excited for the Aggies this season. Excited to see what Connor Wegman can do. Excited to see defense under Elko again. Gig him.
Yeah, good luck to you on that, sir. Line seven is Silent Mike. Here, this should be interesting. What you drinking, Mike?
Man, I just got to my local watering hole, but I've been dealing with like 60 ounces of water right now. I'm just like Lucius.
There you go.
But what I'm thinking right now, man, I can't be silent no more because Jerry just doesn't pay people. He doesn't pay his family. He doesn't pay Dak. He ain't going to pay CC, and he paid Zeke for cheap. So you know what? I'm done. So he ain't going to get my money because I'm a cheapo right now. Now, what I'm also proud thinking, hey, hook 'em horns. We got like 30 athletes. Man, we got like 14 goals. We got more than other countries. So on the silent note, Silent Mike is out.
There he goes. Thank you, Silent Mike. Turnabout's fair play. You know, Jerry wants to go cheap on your roster. Maybe you go cheap as well. And the final call here on a Friday, it's line nine. Matthew, what you drinking?
Man, I just got off the golf course and drove to another golf course. I had one transfusion over on those nine holes. Right now I'm drinking Red Bull, and I'm in the parking lot waiting to play this next course, waiting for you guys to answer my call. I'm drinking a Red Bull right now. My sports opinion is I'm thinking I'm going to get my first ever eagle on this golf course right now.
Ooh, big day. A lot of pressure, a lot of confidence. Don't get Noah Lyles on this one, okay? You're guaranteeing victory. All of a sudden, you're going to call us next week saying that COVID bit me right before I hit the back nine. Thank you, Matthew. And get some water in, for crying out loud. You're going old-fashioned and Red Bull. It's a recipe.
Or more transfusions.
Yeah, keep 105 out there.
You're too sober right now to play golf, all right? Have some more transfusions.
Thank you, gentlemen.
See you, buddy. There he goes. That will conclude that edition of What You Drinking and What You Thinking. It will resume tomorrow afternoon at Hurtado in Arlington. Now into the Pimp Cup for LA Live.
Tolos, if you are in the know, let me know. Is there a car show going on at Dallas Market Hall this weekend? Driving in, I seen a whole lot of lowriders, and I definitely like lowriders and the Cholo girls. Please tell me it's popping off on Sunday. Let me know on the fan text. Other than that, let's get into LA Live right ahead of the great Rick James.
Fire up this funk. It'll make you dance or something.
Little Jack Hur.
You better get high.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance.
That's right. Establish that dominance, y'all. This is LA Live for Friday, August 9th, 2024. It's a Freestyle Friday here in LA Live. That's why I try to empty out this folder so I have no leftover audio going into the next week, folks. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. I have those people know at Kissable Dental, I keep my Colgate and my toothbrush with me at all times. So after I eat lunch, I brush my teeth in here. I'm be spitting right in front of Carter.
Wow. Turn the pimp cup into the spit cup. Very considerate.
The spit cup.
That might be something we need to normalize, you know? more brushings of the teeth throughout the day.
You know what? I do like brushing my teeth. I don't like people that walk around and brush their teeth. You know what I mean? Like, my girl will come into the room brushing her teeth, talking to you like, the hell out of here. Yeah,
I'm always worried it's going to fall off my chin and hit my shirt. You know?
That part, especially a black shirt. Yeah. Avoid the law dogs this weekend, folks. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. You got Uber and stuff out here. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV. In fact, did you guys see that viral video that popped off in Garland?
Yes.
And you were listening to, did you hear like what they were listening to in the background?
No.
It was Gavin Dawson's voice.
No way!
That's the second time this has happened.
Oh, hell
second
yeah.
time this has happened. It's that viral video.
That's awesome.
And it's 105.3 in the fan in the background. 105.3 the fan
sweet.
In the background.
Nobody got hurt, right?
It was wild.
Everybody survived?
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
It was a chase, right?
Yeah, it was pretty wild. So I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV unless you're recording stuff like that. Or DFW Scanner this weekend. I do not want to see you on there either, okay? In other words, don't crash out like this gentleman did. Let's go to Zoom court. The judge, Cedric Simpson, presiding. Per what?
Presiding.
That's what I did. I say that?
You did.
Okay. I'm not sure. The man right here got himself sentenced to 558 days in jail because he would not stop cussing at the judge. Do not crash out.
It's trespassing. I could technically leave and you guys could issue a warrant as long as I don't return. You can kiss my ass.
You know what? No. I'm going to tell you what. You don't come in here. You don't. You. Okay. That's contempt. That's 93. Keep going. That's another 93. That's another 93. That's another 93.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's another 93.
It's going for a record.
That's 6 93s consecutive.
Consecutive.
Double or nothing.
Close case. People versus Keith Jenkins.
Next guy. Watch this.
Mr. Jenkins does not want to. He does not want to unmute.
I'll just listen.
I just seen. How you doing, Your Honor? How you doing, sir?
The next guy was like, "Bro, why you do that to the judge, man?"
Yeah, he's ready.
I just got a traffic ticket. Now I'm about to get the book thrown at me because you got the man hot.
It's when your parents say, "I've had it up to here with you."
Oh.
They hit themselves right in the middle of the forehead.
Had it up to here.
You don't want to say another word at that point. Trust me. From the 80s.
Nah, yeah. I get triggered by my dad's top drawer in his dresser because that's where the belts were. Oh. You can hear that. Clink, 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 clink. As you start trying to grab some sweats and put some stuff on real quick.
Rain slicker.
Yeah. Got three pair of jeans on all of a sudden.
Wild.
Ridiculous, bro.
The belt popping trick they do.
Pow! And it was leather. It had like his name on there because it was a cowboy belt. So every once in a while, I seen like an L or a U on my ass. I'm like, damn, look at that, man.
They'll tell you it's biblical. Spare the rod, spoil the child.
That's what they say.
Sorry, I'm just doing my part. Here's
right.
a parent.
That's right.
G back of the day. We do it every weekday on the fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up, shorty, especially this weekend at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, and you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner! Yeah! Here we go! Dak says the media need to get their money up.
I've said it over and over. I'm just present where my feet are, and I control what I can control, and the noise is going to happen. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's about the contract, whether it's about my play, I can't stop that. I mean, you guys get paid pretty well to write headlines and to do your job, and respectively so, but I can't allow that to affect how I get paid in my job. You don't get paid well? Y'all need a couple of y'all need to start holding out too then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't mad at you, Dak. I really ain't. Let's see if I can get this in real quick, real fast here before I got to.
I think that's what America's doing right now. Sorry, that just dropped on me.
No.
Oh, well, yeah?
No, I'm waiting.
I know you need a job, but I'm holding out for more.
Yeah. Yeah. Bud Crawford fought this past weekend. I did not get to see the fight, so I tapped into one of my favorite boxing podcasts, The Boxing Voice on YouTube. And this caller right here had me laughing. This has been sitting in the folder, of course, since Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spence and Crawford fans are still going at it. There's still echoes from that fight.
And I was just thinking about that fight earlier today.
Oh, it's on my timeline when it comes up. Like, the anniversary of that ass.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, he was obviously just not the same.
He just wasn't the same.
No, he wasn't.
No, he was tired as hell. He looked. He just
dehydrated.
Yeah, just did not look good.
You guys hear that?
But yeah, listen to this right here. Little Bud fans and Crawford and Spence fans and everything going back and forth. They call this the Bud Tender versus the Earl Sexual.
I support Turkey for sure. It's the Turkey out of the Sheik era.
stop saying it's the Crawford era. He wasn't the best fighter, and he didn't make the most money. The last era was Floyd. Huh?
I know who era is not.
Who era is not?
Sound like you're a Spence fan.
What they got to do with anything?
I'm just getting down to the meat and potatoes of it, because you keep on saying it's Turkey Alashik era and that Bud era. Though. Now we like, really see why you feel how you feel.
It's Spence fans. Like, that shit is crazy to me. Like, ain't no real Crawford fans. Y'all just became Crawford fans, bro.
Are you smoking dope?
Never been down.
Are you smoking dope?
Crawford fans, bro.
Do you know
y'all me? Is turnt fans. Y'all is not real fans.
Do you know
bro.
Me?
That's why I don't listen to y'all.
Do
y'all
you know
is
me?
Not real fans. Y'all is only okay. Go that's undefeated and ain't never lost. That's not a real fan, bro. Y'all not real man. Fans, bro. That's why I don't listen to y'all.
Yeah.
Why are you bro, yelling at my brother? Are you
man? Bro.
You mad.
Now real fans.
I was locked into that
show. Bandwagoners.
They didn't even talk about the fight. They just started just arguing about anything. I was locked in, bro. What
it's
a
like
great.
The post-game show.
Yeah, shout out to that. Shout out to that. I got some news bloopers on deck here. I wanted to get out of my folder. They've been sitting here since Tuesday. Where was the Republican National Convention, boys? Anybody?
Milwaukee.
Good for you, brothers.
Milwaukee.
Let's go.
Day three of the Republican National Convention in Mommy. Excuse me, in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee. In Mommy.
In Mommy. Oh,
Mommy.
In Mommy. Let's go to Fox 29. It was a Fox 59, excuse me. It was National Chicken Wing Day last month. I think we celebrated that in Woolies.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
Sure top 10 wing flavors. Yeah, celebrate it most weekends.
This guy's got an Eric type of joke right here.
Too. I'm more of a dry rub guy.
Are you? Yeah, but what about chicken wings?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Dong joke. Dong joke. Because he's white.
That's my wheelhouse. That's good stuff right
what
there.
Town are we, what town are we doing news here?
Badassville. That was good.
One more time. I got to hear that.
Too. I'm more of a dry rub guy.
Are you? Yeah, but what about chicken wings?
Yeah.
That was quick.
It was.
Very quick.
That was great. Fox 7, we got a weather report right here. A little hurricane coverage.
So here's one model. This one has definitely shifted a bit. So as you can see the rest of the night today, you can see.
That's a tough one.
I hate when a bitch starts shifting on you.
Yeah. Hurricane Irene.
Those hurricanes are a bitch.
That bitch shift.
Yeah, I like the pillow princess.
Yeah.
Stay still. Let's see. WWL TV.
Yeah. Oh, that's New Orleans. We're New Orleans.
It surely is, sir. 7-Eleven Day they're celebrating here.
Oh, here we go.
Apparently, there's not a 7-Eleven in the New Orleans area. It's not one in Louisiana or something like that. They're going to school us to it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Today is National 7-Eleven Day, a National Free Slurpee Day.
There you go.
If you live where there is a 7-Eleven, then you know on those days you go get a free 7-Eleven, but don't have any 7-Elevens in Louisiana. You got Stripes, and Stripes is owned by 7-Eleven. The nearest one is in Lafayette. So, I don't know, go to Racetrack. And so because, you know, you don't have one of those around here, give me one for free, and then I'll be your customer forever.
Get there's you a connection. 7-Eleven gas. Station hot dog.
Yeah, those hit. I will never buy a hot dog, nor have I ever.
They hit
from
your
a
stomach
gas
the wrong way, is what happens.
Well, you know what? When times are tough and when you're hungry, you'll do anything for a hot dog.
I have a.
I appreciate her.
You'll do anything.
When
times are hungry.
who was the guy that? Yeah, who was the guy that chimed in? A hot dog. Yeah. Who was that guy?
What hot dog?
Was that the Farm and Ranch report? What was that?
No, that's a traffic guy.
It's traffic guy.
Yeah, he does this with a little floral too. Huh? Traffic guy. Let's go to CBS 7, where we're talking about boating and yachting. I think
boating and yachting exploded in popularity.
Yachting, okay.
Yachting.
Okay.
It's yachting.
I want to go back to college there, buddy.
Yachting.
Now, this happens in broadcasting. WFMY News CBS. This happens in broadcasting. Sometimes you get the hiccups.
And it happens right in the middle of your news report sometimes, too.
You might remember this fox was hospitalized last year. Excuse me, I have the hiccups, y'all. Last year, filming a movie in Atlanta, a new video shared online this week shows Fox telling a group of people about the moments that led up to the health crisis.
That's a bad That is not an attractive hiccup.
Not at all. She needs to tighten that up. That's a little sloppy.
That last one hurt, boy.
Hand that off to the co-host, maybe.
Like act like you've been here
that
before.
That last one had an acid reflex in it.
That was a tough one.
They let her keep going?
Got gastro issues, honey.
Violent.
Eyes watered. Hey, but her coworkers, they ain't anything. They started making fun of her. And that's cool because they had a mistake.
Can you do it?
Yes, I can. Not today.
You okay? Do you need some? Do you need
Timmy, get an IED. Wait, is that their AED? What?
It's just too early.
Wait,
for
those
me to
are
do
two
it
different things. Never mind.
Say get an IUD.
Oh no.
That's the thing that Eric Chiafalo has. So he won't have any babies anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Better safe than sorry. Right there in the arm.
Let's see. Can they curse on TV in the BBC?
I don't know.
I'm not sure about the BBC regulations.
This government official sure thought they could.
I mean, I don't know if I can say show on the BBC, but it was just an appalling system of preparedness.
Bollocks!
Wait a minute.
I mean, I don't know if I can say show on the BBC, but it...
But you did.
Yeah.
But you just did.
I'm just going to do it anyway.
Maybe but ask for did permission.
It's appalling.
You're not sure.
But you did. Let's talk a little politics over there in the BBC real quick.
And yes, the implosion of the Conservatives and the SNP has put wind in Labour's sails. But the only reason we've got sails on the ship and the ship is shipshape is because Keir Starmer took the vessel from the shipwreck in 2019, rebuilt it, and made it ship shape and seaworthy again.
Wait, what?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The
if
ship
he wouldn't have said that with an English accent, that would have been the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Yeah, the ship shaping.
Ship shape, the ship shape ship.
I really thought he was going to drop an S-bomb there.
I did too.
Yeah, felt like that. Last one, I know we're up against it, folks, but I'm going to play this for G-Bag today on Monday. This is pre-Olympic coverage on the BBC.
Uh-oh.
And you call them dad jokes?
Yeah.
Right? It's a mom joke, bro.
We do know who the torchbearers have been, and there have been some surprise appearances this morning, needless to say. Here's something for you. Los Angeles native and hip-hop star Snoop Dogg carrying the Paris 2024 Olympic torch earlier today. LA, of course, will host the Games in 2028. Luckily, whilst he was carrying the torch, he didn't drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Sorry, am I the only one laughing at my joke?
Yes, yes.
Am I the only one joke laughing?
Nobody else wants to laugh. You having a laugh?
She had a great vision for that, though. I love where she was.
Nah,
her
she
head
was good. Yeah, she rolled that one out. All right, y'all be careful this weekend. I'm going to see if that's a darn car show over there at the docks. What's the name?
Looks like we got some Twitter activity. It is.
Yeah! And, I hope it's open on Sunday because I'm coming through, bro. Pause.
And some pretty good celebrities in here. Looks like Paul Wall.
Oh, okay. Paul Willington, a fly as a pelican. Inside my body got a Versace skeleton.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, Lucius. LA Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, what you like to do next, Woolchuck?
Yeah, I'll give you some bases brought to you by Uber Eats with some dong ball history, but we'll also do a Friday NFL audio dump. Chris Carter, Mike Vrabel, and the lowest-rated player in Madden speaking out. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.